If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. And today we welcome back Steph Coulson. She's the CEO of Holistic Goddess, and she is joined by Dr. Marisol. She's the CEO of Queen of Thrones. Today they share the story behind their exciting new collaboration. These two wellness visionaries are redefining natural health practices with the launch of their innovative castor oil packs. Now, castor oil is nothing new. We have heard of this before, but these two break down the myths and misconceptions of castor oil, its uses, and how they like using it. Combining Holistic Goddess's focus on integrative health solutions with Queen of the Thrones' expertise in castor oil therapies, their partnership offers a powerful, accessible tool for improving overall well-being. Tune in today to learn how these dynamic leaders are empowering individuals to embrace self-care and experience the transformative benefits of ancient healing traditions brought to modern life. Welcome back to the show, Steph. I'm so happy to have you here. And thank you for bringing your friend, Dr. Marisol.
Hey.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I love that you guys are joining me from Canada, right? Is that where you are?
Vancouver. Sadly, it's a little rainy today, but you know what? I'll take it. It's okay.
Yes. Well, you guys both look beautiful and I'm happy to have you here. And I'm happy to bring this kind of topic to Misunderstood because I think a lot of people have questions about health and wellness. It's something in the back of everyone's mind, but you know, we go through our, here in America, we go through CVS, Walgreens, whatever it is, or we look on Amazon, we go to all these places. There are so many options, so many things to choose from. And I'm so happy to have you guys here to break it all down for us. So for people that have not listened to my podcast that I had a couple months ago with Steph, we talked about her platform, Holistic Goddess, which has a marketplace of different companies, female owned, right? Is everyone a female?
Wherever possible, female small business. We are all about uniting female entrepreneurs.
Exactly. And so we are getting a lot of these products from you. We've been talking about them on our show a lot, but now we are bringing to you one specific CEO of a company. And we wanted to get into the idea of health and wellness through castor oil. I think that there's a lot of stigmas that go with it. When I hear of castor oil, I think of laxatives. I think of how you go to the bathroom, but I know there's all sorts of other things. So I want to get into that. But first, Dr. Marisol, thank you for joining us on Misunderstood. Can you share with me the inspiration behind your company and behind how you got into health and wellness.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel. I'm so happy to be here. For me, castor oil was really something that's been following me, kind of stalking me my entire life. Honestly, I remember when I was in my early 20s, and I had a history of working in pageants. I was second runner up at Miss Canada. So I was really into beauty. And I was walking into this health food store and I looked on the bottom of the shelf and I suddenly saw a halo around these glass bottles. And I was like, double take. And I looked down, picked up the bottle. And I don't know, my heart just like boom, I took a couple of heartbeats. And I was like, what is this castor oil? I didn't even know about its usage, like orally as a laxative, which is, you know, an approved actual medication by the FDA. But I was wondering why it was on the health food store shelves. It didn't feel like it fit. And I went to go talk to the lady who owned the store, and she started rhyming off to me all the multiple benefits of working with castor oil. And it was mainly for clean beauty. So it was, you know, it could help improve the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. It could help improve the thickness or the appearance of the thickness of eyebrows and eyelashes, that, you know, you could use it all over your body. It's an excellent moisturizer, that it was deeply hydrating, you know, richly nourishing and completely different from any other oil in the marketplace. And so it intrigued me. She then went on to talk to me about something called a castor oil pack. And she lost me, because a castor oil pack, for those who don't know, is basically you take castor oil, you apply it onto a cotton cloth, and you put it either on your over your eyes for beauty applications, on your liver for beautifying your belly, or really anywhere else on your body where you need to feel a soothing sensation. And it just sounded a little woo-woo to me. So I was game to try out the beauty, but the castor oil pack, you know, didn't really make sense to me. So I started, you know, playing around with castor oil in my 20s and, you know, applying it as a face moisturizer. It was just too thick, because if you work with castor oil, it's so much thicker than any other oil. And that's what makes it so deeply nourishing and richly hydrating. And that's really its key to fame. So I started actually playing around and using it as a eye makeup remover. And then I moved into a face wash with oil, because, you know, I'd heard that, you know, many of us who have skin problems, it's not that we want to dry out our skin, but actually may want to actually nourish it and oil up the skin. And these are actually ancient practices in Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine. And then I got into, you know, using it to help improve the appearance of my hair. I had gone truly a lifetime or a decade at least where I couldn't grow my hair past a certain length. Like now I choose to have it at this length because it actually looks great on me. But
so cute.
Yeah. But before it was, I didn't have the choice to grow it. And so I really, really loved using it cosmetically. And then later on, I decided to become a naturopathic doctor. And when I was in naturopathic college, everybody was talking about castor oil, castor oil, castor oil, castor oil packs, and everyone was using it. And I was looking around my class and, you know, everyone who was there, and truly everyone had such glowing skin, you know, kind of similar to the trend of the Korean trend of having like a glass skin or glass appearing like skin. And so I really, really delved in and I was like, what is the magic of this oil? And why is it at the bottom of store shelves? And why isn't it being promoted everywhere for clean beauty? Because then, get this, Rachel, I started looking at all my, you know, expensive beauty serums, expensive night creams, everything from, you know, lip conditioners, everything. And I started noticing that all of them contained castor oil as a base ingredient. And I said, you know, why do I need all of these 30 ingredients on this body moisturizer, you know, and half of them, I can't even pronounce them. So obviously they must be chemical, because they can't be something that occurs naturally in nature. And so I started exploring all the different ways to use castor oil, and it just became such a part of my life. And I realized that my mission was really to get millions of people, you know, using castor oil as that number one, you know, ingredient in their clean beauty arsenal and in at home, so that way, you know, they can really improve the appearance of whether it's the hair, whether it's eyebrows, eyelashes, or it's your skin, your fine lines and wrinkles, just really helping you look and feel better, your body, everything. So that's how I got into castor oil. And then, you know, once I jumped in, the can of worms just opened and I learned more and more and more.
spool back for 1 second. You talked about the fact that you got into holistic medicine. You now are called doctor. Can you just explain the credibility factor?
Absolutely. So presently I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm actually inactive, so I'm no longer in clinical practice. I was in clinical practice for over a decade. In Canada and the United States and North America, naturopathic doctors get the same kind of training as a medical doctor. So we do years in school, you know, we do undergrads in sciences, you know, 4 years of medical training, then we do an internships as well too. And we have the right to prescribe certain medications, like some hormones in the States. We also obviously tend to go first and foremost to natural means before going to chemicals. We look at things in terms of, you know, there's no bad medicine, drug, or really anything. It's just a time and a place and for the right person. So we're a very balanced practitioner, and we tend to focus a lot in clinical practice on things like hormones. Females tend to be our number one patients, and then they tend to, you know, drag their husbands or their partners on over. So we do an intake very similar and maybe sometimes even more detailed than a conventional practitioner, because we have more time. So we would have an hour with a patient and really go through all aspects of their lifestyle, whether it's diet, it's food, it's nutrition, it's the stressors around their environment. For me, in my clinical practice, a big thing was stressors, and stress, whether that comes from beauty products or the foods that we eat, or, you know, even just emotional stressors, or even, you know, traumas that we may have had in our past aspects of our lives. So it's an accredited profession and just a beautiful profession to be a part of. I'm really more of a fan of using it for clean beauty, and also then too, to be using the packs on the abdomen and the belly just to create a soothing sensation and to calm the system, and really just like helping to get, you know, your energetics aligned in your body. And then people get open to it. And when we talk about it being used topically instead, they tend to get a better understanding of what castor oil is for in our usages.
Right. Okay. So let's go through some actual tangible ways that people can use this. You mentioned before about your hair, which I think is actually a great thing. I don't know that people actually have thought about this. So how do you actually do it so it's not a huge mess?
Yeah, so that's the thing. So one of the things that I found with castor oil when I first started exploring castor oil was simply that it was way messy, and I couldn't believe that anyone would even want to do it, right? I was like, this is crazy. Like, why bother when you have this like pre-made thing? So my big goal at Queen of the Thrones was truly to just make it easy to use. And honestly, it was a selfish request because I wanted to use it. So I wanted to make it super, super simple for me. So with castor oil, all that you do is you just take your bottle of castor oil. You drop a little bit in your hands. Like with hair, less is more. The thinner, lighter the hair is, the more important it is to use less oil. So for hair like mine, which is almost like a medium thickness, it's not a thick hair, it's a medium thickness, I basically use somewhere between a dime and a quarter size dollop. And I move it within my fingertips, and then I apply it to my roots. I take a little bit more castor oil, another dime size amount of castor oil. I put it in my ends. And then what we created was actually like a hair wrap. So then that way the castor oil doesn't like leach through. And what the hair wrap does, you simply put it on. I'm not going to do it completely because I don't want to completely mess my hair, but you wrap it up, you stuff all your hair in, and then you wear it for an hour. And what it is for me is it's very, very similar to a practice that I used to have in my 20s before I got into castor oil, was doing hot oil hair treatments. I don't know if you remember those. Do you remember that?
The rage for a while.
Yeah. So when you do castor oil and then you wrap it with this hair wrap that keeps all the heat in, this really, really helps the castor oil to, you know, absorb better, to nourish, deeply hydrate the roots of the hair, and then improving the appearance of like the dryness of hair and the thickness of hair. And, you know, just even Googling on the internet, you can really rapidly see how many people are firm and strong believers in castor oil for their hair. And I love like running into people and just hearing their stories, because it's so fabulous.
Okay. And would you suggest that people do this on dry hair or wet hair?
So I do it on dry hair, and typically the recommendation has always been to just do it once a week, unless you're having like real problems with your hair where it's extremely dry, and then it would be a 2-time-a-week situation. But in general, with a once a week application of castor oil, it really can do wonders.
And how long will it take to see results?
So again, unique for everybody, depends on where you're coming from. And remember, health is inclusive of things like diet and hydration. So whenever you're doing things like castor oil or natural products in general, hydration, I think, is key. But some people report, you know, within 2 weeks up to like 3 to 4 weeks that their hair has made a noticeable change. The one thing that I can say with castor oil, it can't really go again into the inflammatory aspect of it. However, where we see the benefit is the soothing sensation when you use castor oil with the castor oil pack.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah. And really is supportive of the body, you know, as a self-care ritual, that helps you, you know, to feel better about yourself, feel good in your body, and just help your system just overall like flow better. In my practice, I worked a lot with energetics, and this might be new for many of the audience in terms of, you know, Ayurvedic practice talks about energetic centers of our body. Traditional Chinese medicine speaks about the traditional Chinese meridians, like the basically like the flow that we have within our system. And the one of the ancient users of castor oil, his name was Edgar Cayce. He was known as the sleeping prophet. And so he would actually meditate and then recommend protocols to clients. And one of his recommendations was consistently working with castor oil packs over the liver and the abdomen. And one of the reasons that he was doing that, again, for number one, the soothing sensation, because when someone isn't feeling well and they have no hope in their health, that their health isn't going anywhere, the first win that I always wanted with patients was really just for them to just feel a little bit better and just to actually have hope that, you know, they could be soothed. And so that was a great start. And he would recommend that because for him, out of his philosophy and perspective, it would be that when you do something like a castor oil pack and you get that soothing sensation, it's almost like, you know, the sense of serenity and calm is really aligning for your energies, but also connecting you to, you know, the universal energy and the divine or God or whatever it is that you understand it as. So that's one of and that, of course, definitely sounds a little bit woo-woo. However, you know, one of the things with castor oil packs, I believe is true to saying is that until you don't try it, you won't know. But when you do try it, like people typically continue to use them because they feel that good.
So, before I bring this up, I will say, are there any contradictions or precautions that people should be aware of when trying castor oil, at least for the first time?
So the biggest thing is simply that, you know, we don't want to be using it during pregnancy, unless you've been recommended by a midwife or a doula to, and it's been prescribed to you. So that then it would be an okay application. So really the only place where castor oil or castor oil packs aren't used or whether there's any kind of issue is really just pregnancy. So there haven't been any interactions with anything else when it's done topically. Of course, orally is always a different situation. If you're taking medicines or medications and you're taking castor oil orally, well, then of course you simply have to be careful of your medicines and your drugs because they could bind them and remove them out of your system quickly, but not when done topically.
Right. So I'm going to ask Steph how she chose your company specifically for her trusted marketplace. But I guess I want to ask you first. Because by the way, I did get this from Holistic Goddess. I have my brand from you, but why should people trust your product over all the other castor oils? I mean, is there something that makes yours different than the others?
Actually a lot. Number one, castor oil must always, always, always be bottled in glass. So we ensure that throughout our entire supply chain, we're very transparent in it, is that castor oil never sits in glass. Many companies might bring in big vats of plastic, their castor oil, and there's other companies on the market who bottle both plastic and glass. So for me, that is a philosophy that does not fit. And the reason being is that castor oil, you know, not only is deeply nourishing, richly hydrating, but it's also the master carrier oil. So it's meant to carry things like it holds things in. So if it's bottled in plastic, there's a potential that there might be some transfer of plastic. And that's the last thing that you want to do when you're working with clean beauty. You're trying to avoid plastics, avoid chemicals, avoid all those things. So that's number one. Number two is we're the practitioner preferred brand. So many practitioners recommend ours. We're also number one choice on Amazon. And it really has to do with our quality and our integrity as a company. Because I'm a practitioner, and because I'm a user and a lover of castor oil, my kids use it, my family uses it, all my friends use it, all my people use it. Everyone uses it. Castor oil for everyone. And the thing for me is the testing. So we third party test, and we're not only looking at like the ricinoleic acid content, which is that unique molecule I was telling you about earlier on that, you know, has many of the benefits for castor oil. I'm looking at oxidation, rancidity, also iodine content, because when you test castor oil, there's actually a microgram dosage of iodine within it, which is beneficial for health. We of course want a little bit of iodine in our diet. It helps all kinds of systems. So I'm looking for it to be very, very clean. And in fact, this past year, we took 13 brands off of Amazon and tested them and found that so many of them were oxidized, rancid, had very little of the racinolic acid. Some of them weren't even castor oil. It was actually very scary. There's no regulations on Amazon. And this is one of the reasons why I truly love working with like a platform like Holistic Goddesses, because I know that they're trusted brands and it's super important. So that's with our oil. And then with our compresses, like our, you know, we have a little beauty routine where we use castor oil for the eyes, eyebrows, and eyelashes to help, again, the appearance of eyebrows, eyelashes, and the fine lines and wrinkles. And mm-hmm. we compresses to go to sleep with so that the oil, you know, absorbs better, stays in place, doesn't make everything messy. And we ensure that it's like organic cotton. It's not bleached. We have an outside protective layer that is the safest type of plastic that could protect, which is actually
the same. You have different packages for different, like mine right here that I bought through Holistic Goddess says liver. So you have one for the hair, for exactly. the face. And how often, I didn't open this because I was scared and I wanted to ask you first. Are they reusable? Do I put them in the washing machine? Do I throw them out? What do I do with them?
Yeah, so they're meant to be used to be as less mess as possible. And we do have a really amazing, this is actually one of the best sellers on Holistic Goddess, which is a crystal quartz roll-on for castor oil. So really all you do, it's beautiful. I love it. This is so like, it's spectacular. So all you do is simply just like roll on the castor oil, like over your liver and then place the pack on. And it, over with the eyes, you do the same thing. You can roll the castor oil roll on. You can actually place it all over your face. It's a form of gua sha. So it's just because of the crystal quartz. And that's a Asian method of, you know, helping to like lift the skin and improve how it functions. So like castor oil, it's meant to be clean and less mess. The pack you typically has a lifespan of about a month to 2 months, and then it's replacing the pack. And I think that's just for hygienic reasons, no different than, you know, your mascara tube, you replace every 2 to 3 months because you don't keep on reapplying it to the body.
Yeah. So I know you said you're the number one trusted seller on Amazon, but people should go to Holistic Goddess and order it because there, by the way, they could use my code, which is understood. They get 15% off, but okay. So just to confirm, people can either buy the roll, which is easy and not messy, and you can do it everywhere. And then for example, this big bottle, you then buy the things that go with it, depending on where you want to put it. By the way, where is my liver?
Your great question. Your liver is under.
Oh, that's very important.
It is very important. It's underneath your right rib cage. So it's right here. So underneath your right rib cage is where you would put the pack. And that's typically the classic pack. But, you know, sometimes people use the pack also to beautify the belly. So if there's stretch marks, it helps to improve the appearance of stretch marks over time. So again, you know, lower pelvic region, you can place that on there as well too. So there's lots of, you can really move that pack wherever you would love. So it's really just depending on like what your goals are or where, what problem areas you have in your gut region or energetically where you feel like things don't move naturally. So you really, you could put the pack everywhere and then, so it's just a very simple way to do it. And like my favorites are truly like I wear the eye mask and the, either liver pack or somewhere on my abdomen every single night has been my routine for years. And it just, you know, it's changed my life. I'm just so calm. I do it as part of my self-care routine before going to bed. My body's so used to it. It takes me less than 2 minutes. And I just feel great in my skin. And I think that's the common conversation is just that it like, it's a game changer for people. And that like, that literally is a testimony on our website. It's just such a game changer. Like no matter what the person is maybe dealing with in life, whether it's stress, whatever that may be, you know, this just really helps to get them into a good self-care routine that can be uber beneficial for so many different things.
And are you putting this on and sleeping in it, or are you just doing it for a little bit before bed?
Yeah. So with the eye mask and the beauty eye mask and the liver pack, that one I wear overnight. And then
you've also been doing it for a long time.
Oh yes. Yeah. I've also been doing it. Yes.
I always say start slow.
Yeah. Some people need to start slower.
Some people are more sensitive than others. Yeah. And I'm an abundance of caution. I don't want anyone to come to me and be like, oh my God, I got myself sick. Cause the first time I did it, I got sick.
Oh really? Yeah. Yeah. It gets when energy is blocked.
Because it's taking the toxins out. Is that why people can get sick?
Well, We're unsure. There's no research on that. It could just be just that it's a shift energetically for people.
Totally.
So many people get stuck like emotionally. They're not moving in their life. I mean, that to me probably makes the most sense when people say game changer, right? Because they're doing this, like for me, when I started doing the castor oil packs on my body, like I was doing everything right, like supplements, diet, exercise. And yet I was so sick and I couldn't get out of bed. And you know, that's really how I got into the packs. And then really what I really didn't change anything in my lifestyle protocol, except I started just simply doing self-care with castor oil packs and it changed my game. Like I just felt better. And, you know, for what reason that is, we don't know. And that's where the thing is, you know, you might not believe it, but you try it and then people totally notice the difference.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about too, using castor oil as sort of your entrance into holistic health, right? Yeah. We were talking a lot about that yesterday too, and using like the roll on your face and then doing the fine lines and the whole self-care skincare routine, and then moving on further to like the liver pack, or the one you didn't talk about is the neck one.
Yes. Yeah.
And can you talk about the aging and
just when it comes to neck, this is the area, the décolletage is the area where women show the first signs of aging. Yeah. And especially these days, right? Tech neck, we're all like this, all on our computer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really, really important to, you know, moisturize, hydrate the neck and have a nice little routine with the neck. So we have neck packs as well too. And it's the same simple process. All you do, you simply just like roll on the castor oil. And then you wear the neck pack, and you only simply wear that for an hour. And that could be done nightly or 3 to 4 times a week, depending on like how you feel you're aging in your neck area.
So Steph, I want to come to you for a second. What made you, first of all, how did you find Queen of the Thrones, and what made you choose them for your marketplace?
So I have actually been a loving customer of Dr. Marisol's since she started way, way back at the beginning. And so when I began Holistic Goddess and began my, you know, trusted brand marketplace and started, I obviously from the beginning, I pulled all of my favorite companies and she was the first, because I'm like, I have to have this. I know that this is so important for women. I love that it is a great entrance to holistic health. I've seen that in people time and again. We actually do have a lot of people. I mean, obviously it's a very huge seller for us.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of people come in and they start with the castor oil, and then the next month they get something else, and then they add something else, and you can watch their whole routine kind of flourish. And I'm just like, oh, look at all these holistic guys.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I knew of her company, was a personal fan, personal user for many, many years. So it was one of my first ads and easily pretty much our best seller in terms of trusted brands.
Amazing. And I think, you know, it goes back to is that hope, you know, because people are like, beauty is an entry point for holistic medicine 100% of the time.
It is.
Because you like one of the, like, I'm not going to give up like my beauty routines and my things. Like I you know, I'm sure you're not either, you know, like it's so important to who we are as women.
Yeah.
And so it's such an entry point. And then once they see that and they get hope and it's like, oh, wow. Like, you know, and I think that's where too, where we have like, you know, some pretty large influencers who just talk about castor oil all the time, like Shea Whitney, Shalene Johnson. And, you know, they're addicts, you could say. Like they love it because they use it all different ways. They're putting it on their body. They're using it like on their eyelashes, on their eyebrows. There's even a practice of, you know, doing a belly button oiling. So you put castor oil in your belly button, you know, even just stimulation of the belly button, you know, it activates the vagal nerve and just can, you know, again, feel that soothing sensation. And it's an easy thing you can do like during a stressful day. So yeah, it's super cool to see that people like enter with castor oil, because it's one of the oldest, you know, the original beauty influencer was Cleopatra, and her claim to beauty and fame, and that like that she owed her beauty of her eyes and her hair, eyebrows and eyelashes was to castor oil, because that's where it all began, was in ancient Egypt and Greece. And so it's really an ancient beauty care practice. And so I'm just working on reviving this clean beauty, this one ingredient that belongs in everyone's beauty cabinet.
Well, what's interesting is you've really created a movement, because I saw on your Instagram, you have like over 150,000 followers. Yeah. So clearly, and just to really talk about castor oil. So clearly people are interested and following and want to know more. What I noticed from your Instagram though, is that you're blending it with a lot of different, either companies, sources. I saw honey, I saw sugar. Steph, are there some other things that you guys have been promoting to blend castor oil with?
Yeah. So we have some other companies in our trusted brand marketplace that have, we have a gua shua. I have them here. I'm going to show them, give them to Marisol, let her tell you, because she's the queen, the expert over here. All the things, all things castor oil. But it's really amazing for me to be able to not only support companies that are creating these like things like wash off or, you know, movement of your skin, your face, all of those self-care things that are beauty related, which again is such a great entrance point. And then also be able to pair them, right? So we're supporting multiple different female companies and creating this powerhouse of goddess self-care.
I love it.
Yeah. So we have like facial cups. These ones just launched, I think, 2 weeks ago from Within.
Tell me what those are. Those look cool.
They are so cool. So these are glass.
Yeah. Perfect.
You tell us about them. You're the expert here.
Again, castor oil.
They look like, for people that are not watching, that are listening, they look like little light bulbs almost. Explain what they look like for people driving right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you do with these have been used in traditional Chinese medicine for ever, since the beginning of time. And really, truly what they do is they do it cupping. And many people know cupping practice. You might've seen like some famous movie actresses with like cupping down their back where they have those big red, like round circles. Like that's what people.
I love cupping, by the way. I noticed for me, I always get to the point where I feel like my blood is stagnant almost.
Yes.
And I go in and within 48 hours after that, if I've missed my period a few times, I find that I get my period. I find that if I had really bad back pain, it's gone within 24 hours. It totally changes my body. So anyway, sorry, go on. I love
cupping too.
Yeah. And it's the same thing for beauty, and cupping is used for beauty, but just the cups are a lot smaller, right? Where the cupping for the body and for physical ailments are quite large. The cupping for facial beauty is a lot smaller. And the whole point of it, you want to have something that helps it to slide and glide. And so castor oil is the best oil for that. So you would just apply the castor oil and then you would literally cup it and then slide it up.
And then use the suction.
And you're doing that in an area. So you're really aiming to slide it up. And that suction action actually moves circulation. There's lymphatic flow that happens. And the castor oil serves as the moisturizer underneath in order to, you're wanting that deep, deep hydration and that rich nourishment from the oil. And if you want to as well too, some people even include things like essential oils, like frankincense oil, because frankincense is an oil that is known to be highly anti-inflammatory. So that's a great way to do it. You just have to be careful if you do combine any essential oils on the face that you steer clear from the eye area.
Okay. And also with the body, it could bruise. So how do you make sure you're not bruising your face?
I mean, again, what's helping is to use that slide and glide oil.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. And so you're not kind of doing what you do on your back where sometimes they do it really hard and they leave it there.
No, you're not leaving it there. Yeah. You're not sticking it there and leaving it there. You're actually just going and slide.
It's the movement.
Okay.
The movement that you want, and you do it in different patterns. And then you could do it on your forehead for your forehead lines, for your 11s. You can do it on the marionette lines. So you can really go along all the different lines, lifting them up.
So again, you're getting to purchase that. You're getting the glass bottle of the organic golden castor oil. Then you're pairing it with this cupping thing. Okay. What else? Yeah.
Or the other thing. So that's Within is that trusted brand company. And then we have Bloom Balance, which is another amazing company. And then they have this beautiful white jade gua sha stone. And then same thing, you can use the castor oil
to push it up. Oh, okay. Cause we've seen all this on TikTok, you guys, where kids that are shaping their face, but I don't know that they're really promoting to use any oil with it. They're just saying the jade is good for your face. So this is interesting. You put it with the castor oil and it actually makes the movement smoother.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. And this is, these are my favorite practices. Like I travel with a gua sha and I travel with cups and I always have them in my travel because, there's self-care routines that you want to do regularly.
Yeah.
It's different from something like a Botox or filler where, you get instant, benefit after the bruise and all that goes away. But this is over time, but you'll see on TikTok and on Instagram, people who show their before and afters. And it's rather impressive for something so simple, so ancient, to have such profound effects. And, I'm just so excited about it. And I'm excited for our cosmetic line launch also. Awesome.
Yes. First, I want to hear about that. But Steph, were there any more products you want to highlight from that you mix?
That we mix? No, I don't. But Bloom Balance does have another Chinese medicine thing, which is eosines, which Dr. Marisol is a big fan of. And it's kind of something that if you don't go to a Chinese medicine practitioner or an acupuncturist or naturopath, you probably never heard about eosines.
Yeah.
But I personally have used them in my healing journey, and they've made a huge impact in migraines and stress relief. And I just love how simple it is.
Yeah.
So show me what is that? I don't even see what it is.
Yeah. I don't even think I can show you because they're so small. They're literally like baby little seeds. Yeah. Like they're, you wouldn't even be able to see, but they're baby little seeds. And they have like an outside, like little stick it that helps us stick it on the skin. And what you do is you put them on certain traditional Chinese medicine acupuncture points.
Yeah.
For example, there's one here in the middle of the head, which is called Yin Tang, and that's very calming. This one you would only do if you're only wearing the seed overnight for certain reasons. What I tend to do with the Yin Tang to target this one is I tend to more do like lavender essential oil. I'll do castor oil over eyebrows and eyelashes and then wear the mask. So that's a little bit better for that one. But there's a point here in the back of your head, right behind your ear. There's a little mountain, which is the mastoid process. So this mastoid process is also, it's a very calming point in traditional Chinese medicine that completely calms your body down. Like, you know, you could use acupressure on that point, and like, it's just a way to rapidly like get relaxed. And so what you can do is you put the ear seeds on there, and the ear seeds will actually stimulate it. And it'll be a constant source of stimulation to keep the body calmer. Because, you know, here's the thing is that the most important thing for us to feel well in our bodies and to be well is, honestly, we live in a 24/7 stress state.
I talk about that all the time.
And we could be taking all the expensive supplements, doing all the expensive cosmetic treatments, expensive food, organic, all of this. But if we're in this state of stress, our body's likely not absorbing, not being able to do anything with that. And you're still, you know, going to be looking older than you want to. In fact, one of the main reasons why women age faster in their face is because they have neck tension, which is preventing the flow of blood and lymphatic drainage. Imagine that. So, you know, that's the power of doing these self-care practices, getting massages and taking care of the self, or even cupping in those areas too.
Yeah.
The routine of these, the ear seeds do come with a little booklet that tells you where to put them.
Okay.
This is a very cool offering, which I'm just so excited to be supporting, you know, another female small business. And for me, it's something that, has been very beneficial for me. And I'm always very focused on things that I personally love. Like literally one of the Instagram reels that we did is, have you tried everything on the site? And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't get past me. Like it doesn't come if I haven't tried it. So
And let's talk about that for a second. What are your favorites? So for people that are listening that want to get into holistic, is the word naturopathic?
Naturopathic, yeah.
Naturopathic.
Yeah.
Medicine or things for their wellness. Steph, give me a couple of your favorites from your either trusted marketplace, from your site in general, that people can try, that they'll see real effects, that it might be something they wouldn't have heard of, or, you know, things that are your favorites.
Totally. Well, I'm going to say bison.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right? And I know you're a fan.
I'm such a fan.
I can't live without it. Like I literally popped six before we came. Like, oh my God, I need this. I mean, for me, like I've talked about before when I've been on your show, we've talked about the difference between bison versus beef and how bison is cleaner and more bioavailable. And it's just very supercharged. And for me, I mean, you know this, we've talked about it. It's 3 days and you feel like a different person. And then all of a sudden you can't live without it. So it's always going to be bison for me. And then my second is obviously the castor oil. I'm a huge fan, been a fan forever, right?
Bless
like
you.
For me, this is like a marriage made in heaven, totally, right? Because it's, you know, women coming together who love what each other are doing and supporting each other. And that's, you know, a huge part of my mission, which I talk about all the time. And so, yeah, bison, I love all of it, right? It wouldn't be listed if I didn't like it.
And honestly, like, I have to say, like,
it's this, all good. It depends where you're starting from.
Holistic Goddess is a dream come true. I've been imagining this for so long to find a company that would do that again, because of the, like, even though there may be trust and confidence because you're a Prime member on Amazon.
Yeah.
But again, there is very little regulations in terms, or even strict standards that are upheld in terms of, you know, checking the quality of the products or making sure that it actually is what it is in the bottle. But with Holistic Goddess, it's like she's living, breathing it, doing it. And like, it makes me so proud to partner with you, because it is something that is so needed in this day and age, because there's just so much noise of what is out there, especially with, you know, the rise of social media and TikTok and everything. So this is just gorgeous. I love this. I love what she's doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Steph, what are the things that you do for due diligence to find these trusted partners?
Yeah. So we definitely obviously speak to each company, find out like what their sources are, what kind of testing they're doing, what standards they're being upheld to, you know, do they have an organic certification, things like that. And then obviously we try everything ourselves. There's been plenty of things where I haven't liked it. And it's, you know, everybody's like you said on Instagram, they're like, oh my God, try this new hydration thing. It's the most amazing thing you've ever tried. And then I try it. I'm like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
They're being paid to push this, which I understand. We all have to have a business and make money, but I'm thoroughly testing different companies. And then of course I'm always putting that emphasis on, you know, female small business wherever possible. Hydration is a great example of that because we did try so many different electrolytes and some of them are just awful. And we were about to, like, literally night of, so we launch all of our trusted brands on a Wednesday. So Tuesday night, we're like, we got the pages ready. Everything's ready to go. We're going to launch this new trusted brand. It's like a fairly big name. I obviously won't say it.
Yeah.
I don't want to call them out. Everybody's got to do their own thing. And then this other company called Goodanya came across my, I think I just found it on Instagram. Like somebody shared it. I was like, what's that? And I started looking into it and reading about it, reading about the founder, who's like a former Olympic athlete. And her ingredients were not only 10 times cleaner. I literally called my team on it. Pause. No, we are not launching this other one. I need to try this one first. It fits way more of my criteria, and completely ended up just not going with this other company and going with hers. And it's amazing. It's organic.
I love it.
It's so good.
So, and that's something important to remember, that just because someone has heard a company's name over and over because it has a lot of money behind it doesn't necessarily mean that the credibility is there. Some of you said, I have a question about, does holistic mean organic? Like, do we need to only be having organic products?
No, holistic really means looking at the whole, right? Okay. And holistic health is looking at that mind, body, spirit connection. It is looking at the entirety of everything. People will generally use holistic in place of like clean or natural, but that's not actually what it means.
Yeah,
if you have a holistic mindset, you're looking at that sort of mind, body, spirit, everything. Yeah. And then when I find other holistic companies, I know that they're sharing the same values as me.
And one thing that I could say about this industry, because, you know, coming from a place of being a doctor or practitioner in clinical practice with patients, and then evolving into a brand who works with influencers, you know, it's not necessarily that people are paid. It's just that we really have to start to distinguish, like, who is saying what, and do they have a background? Do they actually understand the testing? Like, you know, this is the problem within the castor oil world, is that people don't understand the testing. They're just testing it to see, like, okay, it doesn't have heavy metals, but what about rancid levels? And does it contain all the different things? I think it's who's in behind of the brand and who is promoting to you, and to really look at people who do have that integrity and are taking it a step further. Because I know we were having a conversation yesterday about how you tested all the vitamin C's.
Yeah.
And most of them on
Amazon.
Yeah. And
I talked about this last time I was here. That we tested a whole bunch of vitamin C's, just like more generic brands off Amazon. And we sent them away to like a third party testing. They didn't even have vitamin C.
Yeah.
They were, you know, 98% rice flour. Exactly.
Yeah.
So or it's sugar. Yeah. Wait, I have a question about organic. Because I know last time I talked to you, I think we were talking about looking for organic tampons.
Which and is like, something that is coming. I finally found a brand that actually meets my standards.
But what does that mean? Like, why is organic good? And why is it better than not organic?
You just don't, right? Hey, it's all over the news lately, right?
Yeah.
People are finally actually talking about this, which I'm so happy to see, because people are waking up and like realizing how much.
But start with explaining why organic versus not organic is important.
And if you have like a non-organic cotton tampon, then that means that cotton has had the ability to be sprayed with pesticides or any other chemicals. And then you were literally taking that and inserting it in your vagina and wearing it around all day.
Yeah. And
it's
remember,
not good.
Yeah. And it's not that organic is completely free and clear all toxins, because in our world, obviously we're in an environment. So there's going to be, you know, water running from other farms. So there'll be a portion of it, but organic standards are, and with cotton, you have to be very careful. And we know that too, because of our compresses, because cotton is one of the most sprayed crops in the States and across the world. So the organic factor with that is very key, because it'll help to ensure that there's just less of a load, right? So even your organic food, it's not that it's like 100% clean, because that'll never happen, but it's cleaner than.
Yes.
Got right. It. Okay. Yeah. I mean, when I hear organic, I think of eggs or chicken. I didn't know that really matters in your products. Okay, so wait, Dr. Marisol, what are some new products or innovations are you most excited about in your future?
Yes, so we are launching an exclusive beauty line, and actually we're doing a collaboration box with Wellness Goddess, which will be super
limited edition.
Yes, and what it contains is it contains our Beauty Sleep Eye Mask. It's basically your nighttime routine for your eye care, for improving the appearance of eyebrows, eyelashes, improving the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. So it comes with a wrinkle roller. So again, a small little roller.
And it still has the rose quartz.
And it's got rose quartz there. Important. Yeah. And all you do at night, the easy routine, it's under a minute, is literally just, again, under your under eye circles, your crow's feet. You know, you can rub it on your lids as well too, because as we age, there's drooping of the lids. So you want to make sure that you target all those three areas. And then—
Now, is that going to make you oily, by the way, or can you wear it under your makeup?
So it's a nighttime practice. So you don't want to do it in the morning. It's mainly like to go to bed. So this is going to be your nighttime practice. And then we have an exclusive lash and brow wand.
I'm so excited.
This is super exciting because this is revolutionary. There is castor oil. People buy castor oil bottles and then, you know, fill up a plastic mascara tube, but this is glass. Remember, castor oil cannot be in plastic. And then it's an easy application for your eyebrows and for your eyelashes. And then you follow it up and you put on your eye mask like so. And then this preserves your pillows.
Oh, I've got to get this. This is amazing.
Yeah, and
one thing I want to tell people, because I'm looking at mine, by the way, the rose quartz thing on here is very pretty. It doesn't smell, which is great.
No. In fact, our castor oil almost has, like, it's compared to like a light, slight nutty flavor. Again, that has to do with the quality of it. If you smell many other brands, that it smells like a rancid oil. And that's just exactly what we saw in all the testing that we did, which, when we launch our cosmetic, we're going to be talking about, again, the rancidity factor, because a lot of castor oil, like our company, the only thing that we do is castor oil and castor oil packs. So with that attention and focus, we can be the specialists in it, right? That's a very big difference from people who it's just one SKU out of 500 SKUs that they might have.
I have a question. Maybe you wouldn't know this. I recently got some like hormones for my perimenopause that I talk about all the time that no one wants to hear about, but they told me to put the—
I always want to hear about your perimenopause journey.
But they gave me—
women need to talk about these things.
They do. Cause by the way, I feel like until I started talking to you, and by the way, I have found that I'm not going to talk about this a lot, but I will say I'm getting terrible, terrible back pains and they won't go away. And I just constantly sort of feel sick. When I forget to take my Bison is when it's worse. And then I take it. And a couple of days later, it hasn't subsided completely because I'm going through this like terrible moment, but it definitely helps. I notice a definite thing. But my question is, I have hormones that they give me to put on the inside of my wrists, which I've never heard of, because we've been putting on lotion our whole lives and no one's ever said, oh, well, you know, on the inside of your wrists and on the inside of your legs, that will really seep in and you'll get a lot more effect from it. So I'm sort of like, what is this? How are these hormones getting into my skin there? But anyway, why does it go through to your skin more on the inside of your wrist? And if you put the castor oil there, does it do something different than if you put it anywhere else?
Yeah. So castor oil, you can definitely, again, it's a carrier oil. So people combine it consistently with things like certain topical medicines. In fact, in conventional medicine, there's many different ointments and creams that are combined with castor oil in order for things to, you know, be absorbed better. And so on the wrist, the reason why on the wrist and on the inner thighs is simply just that the skin is a lot thinner in those areas. Same reason why you put like perfume, if you're using like an oily perfume in those areas and behind the neck as well too. So that's why they recommend it. So again, adding castor oil with any of your medicines or any of your like things that you may be using topically is never a bad thing. It can only be a better source, but there wouldn't be a real reason why you would just only apply castor oil in those areas. Again, we're looking to apply it, you know, topically on the face, on the body. You know, if you're a fan of a practice called dry brushing, I know Cindy Crawford dry brushes every single day. She absolutely loves it. You know, dry brushing, what some people do in order to, because dry brushing is you basically take a dry brush and it can be a little bit abrasive and you know, brush your skin in order to like exfoliate, but also for movement and flow with a dry brush for the circulation and the lymphatics. But you can apply castor oil to your body before that, Like, and I do that every morning. So I apply castor oil to my body and then I dry brush, and it has completely replaced my body cream. And it's just, my skin feels so luxurious. And, you know, I'm also transitioning in the perimenopausal state. And I tell you, I don't know about you, Rachel, but for me, everything kind of like dried up. And even though I was in these practices, but like things are like drying, I feel my face is drying. Like a big common sign for women is the skin on their shins, that it dries up as well too. So those are great areas to be doing this dry brush and just getting rid of that, you know, top skin layer. And again, putting the castor oil beforehand, and it just helps your skin look and feel better.
By the way, I've gone to WeCare a couple times. I don't know if you've heard of that place where people basically don't eat and they detox for however long they choose to be there. But one of their big things that you can buy at the end is this dry brush. And I haven't thought about it since then, but I still have mine and I don't really know how to use it. But their thing there is that before you get in the shower, that you do this, and it's helpful, especially to stimulate helping your cellulite. That's a lot of why people there were doing it. And the promotion there was to help. I mean, obviously the circulation in your skin helps with cellulite, but really that's why people got into it and were buying, because anything to get rid of cellulite, you know, women want for sure.
And I love, absolutely. And I love what you said there, to do it before your shower, because you can either do it before your shower or after your shower. But the most important thing is to note that dry brushing is a practice done in the morning, because it's stimulating. It's actually, it can replace, for some people, I know it replaces a cup of coffee. Like I recently, in the past like 3.5 weeks, like got really good on my dry brushing routine because I took caffeine or coffee out of my diet. And truly, like my morning, like dry brushing, I'm very much on point with it every single day, because it just lifts you up. So that's not something to do at night if you're a nighttime shower person. And if you tend to do it after your shower with castor oil, just, you'd be okay that, you know, you just need to make sure that you make sure that it absorbs well, and I would put a bathrobe on before I put my clothing on, just so you don't have any transfer of the oils.
Last question on it is, does castor oil eventually seep into the skin so it's not sticky, or you have to actually kind of wipe it off after you apply?
You don't have to wipe it off, especially with the packs and the compresses. This is why I love them so much. Like, this is why the reason for the eye mask,
less mess
is that it doesn't need to be wiped off. It actually just will absorb deeper or feel into the skin with the pack. Again, that's like mechanical. Like, it's just like the slight pressure of the pack. And also with that material warming. So then it just helps it to seep in too. So you don't have to wipe it off when you're doing, and this is just one other product that I forgot to mention, because this is a huge trend online, is the belly button oiling. And this is actually meant to keep the oil there, because you want the oil, but more importantly too, is the stimulation of the navel. So this is just a cute little pocket size.
Also has the rose.
Also with the rose quartz. Yeah. And just, but this would be a practice where you actually keep the oil in the navel, because you the oil is just, again, nourishing, moisturizing. It's just relaxing for the area.
Any final thoughts, guys, either on things I haven't brought up that you want to make sure that our listeners know about your products, about castor oil, about things they should not miss if they go to Holistic Goddess?
I think for me, just the most important thing is, you know, beyond people saying game changer on our website, the other thing is that people say, like, I wish I would have started earlier. This is both for like the body packs, but also for like the clean cosmetic aspect of castor oil. And, you know, I just would love to encourage, you know, young girls and, you know, moms of young girls, or even their teens and then their 20s, to get their daughters to start earlier, because then maybe, you know, Botox is great. And so is, I'm not opposed to anything. I believe everyone has personal choice and does what they do. But when young girls are doing things like Botox, that has impact on, you know, the freezing of the muscles, has impact on their bone growth as they develop and age. So we could get our girls, and young ladies on earlier onto this bandwagon of like clean cosmetics and clean beauty, and to really understand that even though it says clean beauty, you've got to read the label. You have to read the label, because there's so much greenwashing out there. And, you know, that's one of the things, I love being simple. I love being the simplest. And this is what I love about castor oil, because it's that one ingredient. There doesn't need to be a bazillion other ingredients. Yes, essential oils, why not enhance it? But let's keep things simple, and let's teach all the ladies and women of the world, you know, how they can own their beauty, you know, when they start their period, when they're in their 20s, when they're in their 30s in that fertile zone, and when we're in our 40s and transitioning and 50s into perimenopause and menopause. You know, our our biggest fans are women between the ages of 35 and 65. And I mean, they rave about castor oil, and I love that for them.
It's a really important point. Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. That what you brought up there before I forget, because I think that when I used to think of castor oil, I kind of thought of my grandmother or something.
Yeah.
It seems like a very mature product. I have a 12-year-old who would, you know, not think about putting this in her routine at all. But my daughter is at least once a day doing a get ready with me on her little TikTok, whatever. At least three times a week, I show up and there's a package from the TikTok shop of things that she is like, oh, I have to have this. I have to have this. And I think, you know, obviously tonight I'm going to show her what we've talked about. I'm going to show her little things and she can start doing these little TikToks about this. But like, yes, you have to open this up to our kids' minds that it's not a mature thing that older women know about it, or that it's too messy. It doesn't have to be. I think she would love this. You know, she would love to put on a cute little, like, you know, bow tie thing that she pushes her hair back with, or a little panda thing that she has, and then start putting this stuff on and show her skin. Like, you know, kids love that. And they, we got to start letting them know about it earlier.
And with castor oil, it's just so versatile. I mean, we're going to be filming afterwards. Like, we're going to be doing face masks with castor oil. We're going to combine it with coffee. We're going to combine it with clay. We're going to be doing exfoliant scrubs. Like, you can, and it's so much fun for the youth. And also as we age, like, who doesn't want to take the power, you know, away from the chemicals that are in all of our products and really just own it and be like, you know, your kitchen cabinet and your pantry is like your source of beauty. Like, how awesome is that?
Right? Yeah. I love being able to simplify it. It's awesome.
Steph, anything for you that I forgot to ask that you want to promote from your site?
I mean, I'm just all about obviously supporting all the goddesses and, you know, continuing to create this beautiful trusted brand marketplace. I do have some other, you know, products coming out that are signature products soon that I'm really excited about. And then obviously our collab, which I'm just like, could not be more excited. Honestly,
I'm so excited for that. I cannot wait. I'm going to order it. It's great for gifts, by the way, too.
Oh my God. It's perfect for Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. So Dr. Maricel, tell people where they can find you on Instagram and anywhere else that they want to look up more about your product. And by the way, guys, go on to her Instagram. She's going to tell you what it is in a second, because she talks about what you can blend it with. Like, I saw a really great video of honey and different sugars. Yeah. You're talking about coffee. These are fun things. Again, my daughter will probably love to get on your Instagram and be like, oh, this is fun, and sit there and mix it up. So tell people where they can find you.
I love it. So there's two Instagram and TikTok accounts you can follow. One is at Queen of the Thrones. So that's our main account. And then you have my personal account, which is at Well Queen. So the difference between the accounts is at Queen of the Thrones is a lot of those different recipes. At Be Well Queen is more targeted towards a mature audience. So if you're, you know, 35 to 55, you're in, you know, 55 and even to 65 in our age category, come on over there, because I talk a lot about the maintenance of beauty as we age and aiming to do it as natural and simple as possible and just keeping ourselves as vibrantly as we can.
Amazing. And Steph, tell people where they can look up more information about your trusted marketplace and see you on Instagram as well.
Yeah. Instagram is at Holistic Goddess Life. And then of course, holisticgoddess.com, and sign up for the emails. We do drop a new trusted brand every single Wednesday. So there is always something new and fun and exciting to check out. And I'm really excited about what's coming. I have them all planned out all the way to Christmas in terms of new trusted brands, and there's a lot of amazingness coming. So stay tuned.
Yeah. And guys, I for people that are listening or watching, I really suggest you spend a little time on the Holistic Goddess website, because there's a lot of stuff on there. There's so many things that you can just try. It's not just the bison. It's not just the castor oil. You got to go in there and, you know, you got to spend time searching for what. Is there a filter on there yet that if people really want to have, like, find the products
for everything? I think there's like 20 different filters in there for whatever sort of category you might be looking for. Obviously we have the essential oils, we have the castor oil packs, all of my signature supplements.
You have stuff for sleep,
literally everything. We have like an acupressure mat now, obviously the face cupping and the gua sha that we talked about. There's like a little bit of everything in lots of different categories.
Yeah. And so something that I've been taking is the Dreamies, which is great for sleeping.
I brought that one. I know you love that one. So
yeah. I love that one. My daughter loves it.
I'm so glad it works for you. You said you were hopeless and that there was no hope for you.
I used to be addicted to Ambien, which on the other side of the spectrum. And then I wasn't taking anything because I was trying to wean myself off of it. And I was up like all night. So now for me, if I know I want to be asleep by, let's say, I don't know, 11, I'll take it at like, 8:39. Because for me, it takes a while to use. I don't know how long it's supposed to take for everybody. But for me, it takes a while to settle it down. And I take a couple more than I'm probably supposed to. But it works for me. And I sleep, I do sleep through the night. So I love it. Another one I love is the, I think it's called Brain Joy.
Oh yeah. I brought that one too.
Because I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Cannot live with and together we talked about this before.
Yeah,
the combination of the two of them together is like fire. It is like calm energy that you cannot I can't explain it, but you try it. Yeah. Honestly,
try it. And try it. And again, so I suggest people go on the website. Steph, tell people one more time what the website is.
Holisticgoddess.com.
There you
and
go.
You have a link, which I'm sure you'll be sharing, and you have a code, which I'm sure you'll be sharing.
I will. The code is understood. If you guys have any questions for me after listening to this, definitely send us a DM. We can always get in touch with Steph. Steph, do you read your DMs if people write you?
I do. And if it's not me, it's my team. We're okay. In there every day.
Okay. We do get a good amount of questions about it after, especially last time when you were on, people had some questions. And then sometimes when we post a lot about your stuff, people are remembered about it and get excited. So thank you guys for coming on. I definitely will be trying it. And I can't wait to see what you guys have in store in the future. It's really fun. And again, as someone, listen, in America, we kind of like the easy things. It's easy to pop an Advil. It's easy to take what people are, just kind of handing you at a pharmacy. It's better to be doing your research. You don't have to do your research now because you can go to Holistic Goddess and you can see what's trusted, what's been tried, and you can try things there. So I appreciate you guys. I think you're amazing. And I think everyone should try castor oil for, at least once. See what
at
you
least
think.
Once.
It will be more than once because you won't be able
to
stop.
Yeah, you won't be able
it.
To stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Thanks for coming on, you guys. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Bye.
Yeah. Done.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.